Thai PBS World Podcast. Media Pulse helps you make sense of Thai politics.
You might have noticed the headline of our episode this Saturday, right?
From 4 months to 4 years.
We'll come back later to explain to you why many people believe that Prime Minister Anuttin Chanvilakun's 4 months in office may eventually lead him to 4 more years in power.
How and why, we'll find out throughout the episodes. But we're going to start the show with one of the most talked about issues in Thai politics this week.
So, of course, the biggest news headline this week is about the move to amend the constitution.
Again. For the 21st time.
Now, we have been talking a lot about the move, right? But finally, the most concrete step toward amending the constitution has taken place this week.
Yeah. Well, about a month ago, we covered this topic on the show. And that was when Anuttin Chanvirakul was chosen as Prime Minister of Thailand upon certain conditions from the People's Party, and one of which included amending the constitution. And that process is now underway, and it's time to revisit the topic. There were actually three drafts submitted to Parliament. So one from the Pheu Thai Party, one from the People's Party, and one from Phum Chai Thai Party. And this week, Parliament voted in favour of the People's Party's constitutional amendments draft bill.
Now, in fact, the draft submitted by Phum Chai Thai Party also passed the first reading and will be used as a so-called comparison draft in the deliberation process. Why the People's Party's draft will be used as the basis or as the main draft for the charter amendment debate. So the idea, I mean, is to have the legislators of both houses, who make up the scrutiny committee, to merge the two drafts together. But of course, with the People's Party's draft as the main basis, and then eventually they will come up with a blended version of the two drafts.
So what does the People's Party draft say? Because it will be used as a basis, so I think we need to cover that. The People's Party's draft proposes a constitution drafting assembly, or the CDA, which comprises 135 members, and 35 members will form the constitution drafting committee, and another 100 will be elected by the people to form a constitution drafting advisory council.
The constitution drafting committee will be formed through a two-stage selection process. The first is to get the people to vote in a nationwide election, similar to a party list system in a general election, where candidates must apply as teams. 70 candidates will be selected in this first stage.
Yeah, and then the stage two, Parliament will select the 35 members from the pool of 70 candidates from stage one. And if that's not complicated enough, there's a separate process. So separately, the 100-member Constitutional Drafting Advisory Council will be directly elected by the public, with each province having at least one representative. The number can go up to 5 depending on the province population size. Their job is to act as advisors rather than directly drafting the new constitution.
But it's not going to be a smooth sailing altogether, because here are the problems. First of all, how do we get all this done by the tentative election date, which is set at March 29th?
Exactly.
And secondly, although the People's Party's draft, which is the draft that allows for most public participation, it risks non-compliance to the earlier ruling by the Constitutional Court.
Remember back in September, the Constitutional Court ruled that Parliament has the authority to amend the Constitution, but it cannot allow the people to directly elect the drafters. And that's why political parties have been trying very hard to find ways around it by letting parliamentarians vote for the members of the Constitution Drafting Committee instead.
Now, what we have just outlined has to do with just the process of forming a Constitution Drafting Committee. We haven't touched on the contents
yet.
That means that there's still a long road ahead.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So it'll be quite a long journey until Thailand arrives at our 21st constitution, if we get there at all. Because like once the constitution's drafted, it will have to go through parliament, right, then a referendum to
get. Now let's move on to the real politics.
Yeah.
Now when we talk about the Phum Chai Thai Party of Prime Minister Anuthin Chan Bilakun, we cannot avoid talking about the party as being a new political magnet. Ever since Khun Anuthin became Prime Minister, or even before that, his party, Phum Chai Thai Party, has seen endless streams of politicians, MPs, ex-MPs, queuing up to join the party's ranks.
It's a new favourite. I mean, these politicians don't need their sixth sense to tell them which political party will dominate the next general election, and that's why. And Anuthin has also made it clear that his government will be in office for only 4 months, honouring the pledge he made as part of the pact with the People's Party in exchange for its support for him to become Prime Minister. But he is doing his best to ensure that these 4 months will pave the way for a return to office for another 4 years. And everyone in the political circles know too well that Anuthin is the man of the hour. And his party is a sure bet to go big in the next general election.
And that is why many political observers and media outlets have begun using the phrase 4 months for 4 years to describe Anuthin's current political maneuver. And if you look at how he and his Phum Chai Thai Party are navigating the political currents, you cannot say that Anuthin is too ambitious. Looking back, you can say that Anuthin was catapulted to power partly by a stroke of luck and partly by political hardball. But to have another 4 years in office would certainly require lots of political ingenuity and, of course, also a formidable war chest.
War chest. And you can be sure that Anuthin and his party are second to none when it comes to political maneuver and what is known in Thai political jargon as dispensing of ammunition. And in Thai politics, ammunition actually is a shorthand for canvassing with financial incentives, isn't it?
The Phum Chai Thai Party did rather well in the last election in 2023. The party now has 69 MPs, but dozen more are unofficially under its wings. We are talking about current MPs and ex-MPs of other parties, which have quietly pledged loyalty to Phum Chai Thai and are only waiting for the days when they can openly switch camps.
The great exodus is happening.
Physically, they are with this party, but deep down in their heart,
they know where they need to be. Some political analysts predict that in the next general election, Phum Chai Thai could even double what it won in the last one. And if that's the case, the question is, what explains the party's sudden rise? And what are the factors that will enable it to become a dominant player in the next election, expected in late March?
First of all, political observers believe that being in the seat of power offers Phum Chai Thai Party the biggest political advantage. It has elevated Anuthin to the status of a top political figure overnight. Remember, just a few months back, I mean, Anuthin was seen merely as a prime minister in waiting.
Yeah.
Anxious to have all the limelight, but didn't succeed until the stroke of luck came around.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a recent opinion poll which shows a much higher approval rating for Phum Chai Thai Party and unprecedented preference for its leader, Anuthin, to lead the country over his counterpart from the People's Party, which is the main opposition party at the moment. A political analyst even noted that for the first time, Phum Chai Thai Party has come to be seen by many people as a political party with economic agenda. In the past, it was actually viewed merely as a party that thrived on political expediency with no serious economic agenda.
Equally important, when we talk about Thai politics, we also need to talk about the role of the so-called Ban Jai, We have talked about this quite a few times, right? We are referring to local political clans or families, which are dominant forces in local constituencies in almost all parts of the country.
Mm.
And to win elections, I mean, by Thai political standard, you need to depend on support from these people. And Phum Chai Thai is known as a party with the most extensive network of Ban Jai.
Yeah, it is the big blue house we're talking about. And with its much heightened political status now, political analysts believe Phum Chai Thai will be able to attract the support of even more local political clans, thus enlarging its dominance in rural constituencies.
And this is very important. Don't forget that state apparatus like departments and divisions under the Interior Ministry and other ministries can be manipulated to favor those in power during election time. And lest you forget, Khun Anuthin, the Prime Minister, currently also doubles as Interior Minister. That means he has control over a wide network of provincial and local administrative agencies throughout the country. No wonder why one of the first things that happened within days under Khun Anuthin's watch as Interior Minister was a reshuffle of dozens of senior positions within the ministry.
Yes, exactly. And what drew most attention were the appointments that reversed those made by his predecessor under Pathong Thanh government. So some governors served with transfer orders by the previous government had barely finished packing for new postings in other provinces when they were told to stay put. And of course, it's no secret that politicians would want bureaucrats they can trust to be put in charge of areas considered to be their constituencies.
And to be fair, I mean, what is being done under Anuthin's premiership is no exception. And Khun Anuthin has not been shy about bragging about how politicians and MPs from other parties have lined up to join his Phum Chai Thai party. He said his party is open to welcoming anyone who intends to work for the good of the country. And when asked by reporters whether his party aims to come out on top in the next election, Anuthin said, "I aim for the best."
Of course.
And what is equally interesting is that Khun Anuthin doesn't seem to mind a new moniker given to his party by its critics. You know, the name Phum Chai Thai in Thai can be roughly translated as proud to be Thai, right?
Yes.
But
Which is a nice name.
But there's new moniker.
There's a new moniker. Now, critics, including some media outlets, now sarcastically refer to the party as Phum Chai Dut, which roughly translates to proud to be a sucker.
It's a jab at the party's relentless absorption of MPs and former MPs from other parties. Right?
Sucking away all the MPs. Oh, wow.
So you have to watch out for this moniker in months to come, Phum Chai Dut.
Yeah.
That means Phum Chai Thai Party.
Yeah. Does he mind? We don't really know. I don't think he minds.
No, you know what he said? When he was asked about the moniker, he said, "Yeah, if we can suck all the good people, then we are happy to do so."
Wow. Yeah. Democratic process. Okay, as we are talking this morning, the Democrat Party is holding a party leadership election, which many believe will be crucial to the future of Thailand's oldest political party.
Former Prime Minister Pisit Vetchachiwa is likely to be the main contender for the top post of the party. And in today's meeting of the party, is expected to receive wide support from the party's MPs and his rank and file, who see him as the only hope to put the party back on track.
While sending out all the signals that he would contest for the party leadership, Apisit waited until the last minute to formally make known his intention. He said, "We can say he is 80% sure to join the contest."
Now, all the current and former Democrat executives and MPs that the media talked to agree that Apisit is the only person who can re-energize the party and help it restore its past glory. And just a few days before the party election, a former prominent MP and executive of the party, Phongsi Tharapum, sent out a plea for party members who are qualified to vote to turn out in full force for the leadership election today, which he said is crucial not only for the future of the party, but also that of the country.
A very important mission today. Yeah, mm. So the party electorate is divided into three groups. They comprise incumbent MPs, party executives, and former political office holders, as well as representatives of the party's provincial branches. And Pong Si, a former party registrar, said Apisit has all the qualifications to be at the helm of the party and lead it through a genuine re-engineering. Her view has been echoed by many others in the party as well.
Now, after a private talk with Apisit recently, a former party leader, Nipit Intarasombat, told reporters that he believes the former Prime Minister, Khun Apisit, is the only one at the moment who can really unite the party and move it forward. Mm. Pong Si and Nipit are among several former Democrat MPs who are returning to the party with the sole aim of voting Apisit back into office.
But for Apisit to formally throw his hat into the ring, he would need to make sure that the verbal support he heard actually turn into enough votes for him to win the leadership contest. Mm. And that explained why Apisit needed to wait until the last minute to make up his mind.
Now the party, Thailand's oldest, was thrown into political vacuum after Chalamchai Si-on resigned as its leader last month for health reasons. Political observers believe that while Apisit may be able to reverse the party's decline, the party still faces a long road toward regaining its former glory.
Hmm.
And of course, as we all know, the party has produced as many as four prime ministers for Thailand, right?
Yeah.
And at its height, it was the most dominant force in Thai political scene.
Apisit is currently 61 and he served as prime minister from 2008 to 2011. And he led the Democrats from 2005 until he resigned following the party's poor performance in the 2019 general election. And he left the party in 2023 after it elected Chalamchai as leader. And under Chalamchai's leadership, the party suffered one of its most humiliating losses in the general election in 2023. And it won only 25 MP seats in the House of Representatives, which is a very sharp contrast to 165 MPs it had when Apisit was the party leader in 2007.
And Khun Apisit has always kept his option of returning to the party open. And he repeatedly ruled out any possibility of joining another political party.
Mm, yeah.
And as we are talking, the party's leadership election is still in progress. So we should have something to talk about next.
Exactly. Episode. Thai politics is about to get more interesting and exciting because we have big players like... They're actually the blue house, like light blue and dark blue, which is the color of the two parties, like Phum Chai Thai and Democrats.
And with the right leadership, I mean, the Democrat Party may be able to pose some kind of challenge to the dominant forces in the next election.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. For more news about Thailand and the region, visit ThaiPBSWorld.com and look for ThaiPBSWorld on social media.